often when people ask me what I do and when I tell them, I will actually get asked, half jokingly, of course, if I have classes for parents of kids in their 20s or even 30s, because they now have adult children that they cannot connect with, they cannot get through to, who are really struggling in life and they feel like they missed the boat. Fixing poor communication or poor connection in relationships is so hard the longer it goes. I hate seeing parents and kids struggle to connect once they hit those tween teen years and later. This is exactly why I do everything I do. This episode is sponsored by By Heart. By Heart is an infant nutrition company whose mission is simple: make the best formula in the world. Using the latest in breast milk science, By Heart created a clinically proven, easy-to-digest infant formula that's made with organic, grass-fed whole milk, certified clean ingredients, and features a patented protein blend that gets closest to breast milk. Our blend includes the most abundant protein found in breast milk, alpha-lac, as well as lactoferrin, the number one protein found in colostrum, along with broken down, partially hydrolyzed proteins. By Heart is an easy-to-digest formula. In addition to its patented protein blend, our formula includes prebiotics and an 80-20 whey to casein ratio, like in early breast milk, which is tailor-made for a newborn's digestive system. By Heart is the only U.S.-made infant formula to use organic, grass-fed whole milk, not skim. Curious about By Heart? Redeem your welcome offer at byheart.com/podcast with the code PARENTING for a limited time. Additional terms and conditions apply. These later years of childhood have been flying by. As a mom, I want to not just be available to my kids during these last years they have at home, but I want to feel good and have the energy I need to keep up with their schedule and my own. So my health is a top priority. Equilibria is a woman-owned wellness brand with unique science-backed products that help bring your mind and body back into harmony. You're not alone on your wellness journey. Every customer gets one-on-one support to help you meet your goals. EQ's Daily Women's Microbiome Defense is a 3-in-1 capsule that supports your digestive health and promotes gut barrier protection. A healthy gut positively impacts immunity, mental health, sleep, digestion, and skin health. It helps regulate digestion, immunity against bad bacteria, and improve nutrient absorption. The gut has been called the second brain because it contains more than 100 million nerve cells. It is a vitally important piece to our overall health, both physical and mental. So to make sure my gut is working at its potential, I started taking EQ's Daily Women's Microbiome Defense to improve my digestion and nutrition absorption, boost my overall immune health, and help with sleep and stress as a bonus. Head to myeq.com and use code PARENTING for 15% off Equilibria's Microbiome Defense and much more. That's myeq.com and use code PARENTING at checkout for 15% off site-wide today. Welcome to the Your Village podcast, Parenting Beyond Discipline. Your Village is the most comprehensive site for evidence-based parenting classes available on demand at yourvillageonline.com. Our 50-plus classes give parents the foundation, steps, and tools for creating strong, healthy relationships with their children, resulting in responsible, cooperative, happy, and successful children and families. My goal is to help parents support their children in finding and reaching their own unique potential. The podcast is a place to learn about all things parenting and get your questions answered. I'm Your Village founder and your host, Erin Royer. Hello, everyone. So we all know that prevention in any capacity is much easier than trying to fix something once it's already broken. Whether it's a material object like part of your house or car repairs, our bodies, or relationships. Even though parenting goals are going to differ, I think most of us have at least these parenting goals in our top three. And that is building and maintaining a relationship with our child of trust, safety, and connection. And what I mean by this is by creating and maintaining the relationship in such a way that our kids want to come to us with their problems and struggles. Now, they may go to their friends as well, but they know their friends can't always help them, especially in those teen and tween years. And they need their parents. They need us. And we want them to be comfortable coming to us when they really need it. That they feel safe with us to share their fears, their hurts, and their goals and their dreams, right? There's a lot of kids who don't feel comfortable going to their parents to share their goals and dreams. We want them to come to us with all of this. We want them to feel supported. We don't want them to be afraid that we're going to laugh at their dreams or tell them they need to be practical. We want them to see us as a place of refuge, a soft place to land, and a helpful and positive resource. These relationship skills don't come naturally for most of us, and most of us didn't grow up with them either. It takes intention and mindfulness and commitment to keep learning and growing to create new patterns of relating with our kids. And this is far easier to set up from the earliest days of toddlerhood to really do the work to learn the skills, to practice them. Now, this doesn't mean we'll be perfect, but that we try, we practice, we mess up, we get better, we keep improving, we keep learning, we keep growing. We stay humble as the parent. We're not always right. We're not always perfect. We apologize when we reacted too big or reacted in a way that really wasn't helpful or we didn't listen well. And we grow our skills along with our kids. If your children are beyond toddlerhood and you're still struggling with the skills, you haven't learned them or practiced them like you wish you had, that's okay. No matter where you are, no matter when you start, there's nothing like the present, and any unhealthy habits of relating can be reversed and changed. I talk about this today because I got an email from a dad who's really struggling with his 13-year-old daughter. He's really struggling to connect with her. She shuts down. She doesn't want to share much of anything with him, let alone the hard stuff. I get these questions from time to time from parents of kids as young as 8, but mostly of parents of tweens and teens. And often when people ask me what I do, and when I tell them, I will actually get asked, half jokingly, of course, if I have classes for parents of kids in their 20s or even 30s, because they now have adult children that they cannot connect with, they cannot get through to, who are really struggling in life and they feel like they missed the boat. Fixing poor communication or poor connection in relationships is so hard the longer it goes. I hate seeing parents and kids struggle to connect once they hit those tween teen years and later. This is exactly why I do everything I do, why I worked with tweens and teens in the school system and in a counseling capacity. I want kids and parents to have the best experience with each other that they can, for kids to have the tools they need to thrive and parents to feel effective and especially not fear for their child's well-being. This is an extremely uncomfortable place to be as a parent and for the child. So I want to help parents and children avoid this at all costs. So this is a really important episode today. I'm going to talk about what we can do at each age to make sure we are continually building this relationship of trust and connection that is our best opportunity to create the healthy, connected relationships with our children and that will help them thrive and become their best selves. We're going to do this throughout their entire childhood and beyond. So the first thing, number one, it's time for us to let go of the stereotypes and expectations around certain ages and stages. And what I mean by this is the negative stereotypes and expectations. We have names for these, and there's a reason, because this is the way most people see these ages. The terrible twos, the three-nagers, the four-nados, the voracious fives, the sullen sixes. And then we have the sullen, angry, disengaged, avoidant, argumentative tween teen years. We hear parents say a lot, oh, he's just being a teenager. Oh, she's such a tween. Do kids of certain ages have stereotypical behaviors? The two-year-old falling apart about the toast you cut in half and their world is ending. Sure they do. Can tweens and teens have big emotional reactions? Can they be moody sometimes? Of course they can. But the way that we handle it definitely can add to it. And I've seen a lot, and I mean a lot, of unnecessary relationship stress and strife created because of expectations for behavior from toddlers all the way through teens. Whatever patterns we set up early will often continue throughout childhood unless we do something to change that trajectory, right? A body in motion stays in motion unless acted on by an outside force. Yes, it's physics, but it does apply to human behavior. I really see it reach its peak in the teenage years, and honestly, it makes me really sad. Because by the time our kids are hitting tween and teen years, they really need us to be mindful and aware of what they're dealing with so we can guide them with understanding and connection, even more so than when they were younger, because the consequences of their behavior, from poor grades to alcohol and drugs to pregnancy to STIs, truancy, traffic tickets or accidents, and much more, those consequences now become much bigger. So connection building and maintaining is paramount in becoming and remaining a solid influence in their lives. So I'm going to talk about some brain science for a minute that is really fascinating, first of all, but I always find this so fascinating. And it has incredible implications in all areas of our lives, including parenting. So I promise this is absolutely relevant to this topic. And if it really resonates with you, it actually can change your life on every single level. So what science has found is what we focus on becomes very powerful. Here's why. We are constantly bombarded by data. In order to not get overloaded, we have to have some way to filter the data. This part of the brain that helps with this filtering process is called our reticular activating system, or RAS. To a large degree, we form this filter ourselves by telling our brain, whether it's conscious or subconscious, what is important to us, what we believe, what we fear, and therefore what we want to focus our attention on. Over time, through this process, we will start to attract what we focus on. The RAS is the reason why when you buy a new car, you suddenly see that same car more often on the road. And I can totally attest to this myself because once I bought a Tesla, I began to see them everywhere. Actually, once I started to decide I wanted to buy one, I started to see them everywhere. To show you how the RAS works, right now, I want you to focus on the color blue. If there's any blue at all, you will see even the tiniest bits of it. It will be everywhere. Essentially, the RAS creates a filter for the things that you're focused on. It will focus on the things that validate your beliefs. This happens for the most part subconsciously. The RAS filters the world through the guidelines you set for it. And those guidelines are shaped by your past experiences and beliefs. So if you believe your toddler is supposed to be negative and antagonistic and throw big tantrums and get upset over every little thing, guess what you're going to focus on? Guess what you're going to notice more? And then you're going to focus on it. This belief often comes from what we hear from the outside world. Long before we ever have kids, what do we hear about toddlers? What do we know about toddlers? So when we see the behavior in our own toddlers, it validates that belief. When we hear how tough parenting teens is, how they're moody, they're irrational, they're sullen, they're avoidant, they're angry, they're antagonistic, they're constantly pushing over boundaries. When we expect these behaviors, we actually often subconsciously do things that bring about more of that behavior so that it can solidify our belief system. And I've seen these types of exchanges time and time again in many relationships, not just parent to child, but spouse to spouse, peer to peer, whatever belief system someone has about their spouse or about their parent or about their sister or sibling or a coworker, they will start to notice those patterns, focus on them. And then we start to do behaviors that then add to that or create more of that. So if we change our perspective, our understanding, and therefore our expectations, we can change the behaviors or the outcomes. So for example, for toddlers and preschoolers, if we can see them as incredible, exploding, exploring, curious, developing humans full of potential, but who don't quite have a fully logical brain in place, we will begin to focus on and see their behavior differently. We will see them as exploding developmentally, exploring and curious and full of potential. We will see them as an explorer who wants to learn, not as a toddler trying to make a mess, trying to upset us, trying to get in our way. We will see someone wanting to grow their independence, to dress themselves, to be engrossed in play, not a child who doesn't want to listen or accept our help. If we know teens can be incredible young people who can really come into their own during these years when they are given the tools, we will behave in ways throughout their childhood that support them in becoming that kind of teen. And we will notice and focus on their behaviors that support that belief, and we will respond to those behaviors favorably. If we believe teens are supposed to be sullen and moody and grumpy and just completely incorrigible, then we will focus on behaviors that support that belief. We will give feedback on those behaviors. We'll tell them what a pain in the butt they are. And we will behave in ways that will create more behaviors that support our belief, creating more moody, sullen, antagonistic behaviors. Now, this doesn't mean kids will always be perfect or that you won't see examples of behaviors that are frustrating. There are ways to approach these so we can keep a more positive perspective over our kids' challenging behaviors. I'm going to cover this. More tips for supporting your kids in stepping into their potential as capable, curious, unique people that will surprise and delight you far more than they frustrate and overwhelm you. Right after a word from our sponsors. As an adult and a mom of a son, both with ADHD, I know navigating the expectations of life with ADHD can be a challenge. But finding the right care and proper tools needed to succeed can be life-changing. With the right resources, you can turn your ADHD into your superpower. Done is an online ADHD care platform that can get you all the resources you need to help manage your ADHD, online visits, refills, and a 24/7 care team made for you. Starting to take care of your ADHD is as easy as 1, taking a 1-minute free assessment to see if Done can help. 2, booking an appointment with a licensed ADHD clinician as soon as today or tomorrow. 3, start receiving ongoing care, enjoy online visits, personalized treatment plan, worry-free refills, and 24/7 care. Take a free 1-minute assessment and book an appointment with a licensed ADHD clinician as soon as the next day. Get continuous care, insurance coverage, and 24/7 care team support with Done for just $79 a month and pharmacy copays as low as $0. Unlock your path to better focus now at get.donefirst.com/podcast. Done. Turn your ADHD into your strength. To me, there is nothing more important than my family's health and well-being. We all know the quality of the air in our home is important. But did you know indoor air quality can be up to 100 times dirtier than outdoor air? I've got to tell you about Puro Air. In 30 minutes, this device will remove allergens, dust, smoke, dander, and gases from the room. Puro Air uses a stronger filter called a HEPA 14 that filters pollutants at a microscopic level and is backed by scientists from Harvard and MIT. In laboratory studies, users saw noticeably cleaner air in just 30 minutes. When it comes to babies and children, there's nothing worse than dealing with a cranky baby or child who can't sleep because of congestion. Air purifiers can help reduce congestion and improve immune system function to fight those winter colds and flus. I use my Puro Air purifiers to clean the air in my home, especially in our bedrooms while we sleep. It has a quiet, relaxing hum and cleans the air from pet dander, allergens, viruses, dust, mold, odors, and contaminants. It has 4 levels, low, medium, high, and sleep, and 4 different timer options so you can customize it to your home and your needs. Check out Puro Air at getpuroair.com. That's getpuroair.com. Puro Air is the only air filter that uses a HEPA 14 filter. That's getpuroair.com. Now that we're back, I'm diving more into how we can create and build connection that gives our children the support they need to step into their most capable, amazing selves and make the parenting experience actually a lot more rewarding. So I covered changing perspectives about our children's behavior and capabilities. The second thing we want to do is get curious. It's natural to want to react with the same level of frustration, anger, dismissiveness, or whatever it is that we're experiencing from our kids. It takes some real mindfulness to take a step back and ask ourselves, I wonder what this is about. We may react first and then take a few steps back, and that's okay. And I did exactly this morning with my older son. Now I'm going to talk about what I mean by get curious and how to engage in the process, and then I'll illustrate it with my own example from this morning. So when we get curious, we are curious about their behavior in a way that allows it to be what it is and understand there's a real reason behind it. Now, we may not love the way they are handling their feelings, their big reactions, and that just means there's some skills that need work. But first, getting curious allows us to see this and then break it down and then work towards each piece that may need some attention. First, we can ask for younger kids. This will sound like labeling for them. You seem really angry about, for example, we can't have a play date with Jack. You need to stop playing and come have dinner. You can't have any chips so close to dinner. Then we leave room for them to share. Some kids will just start spilling over and sharing. Other kids, you may need to ask if they would like to share about how they're feeling right now. You'll know it will work better for your child. And some kids just don't want to talk about it right then, and that's okay too. For older kids, you're having some really big feelings. You're having a really big reaction about that video game. What's that about? Now, with my son this morning, this was exactly what was happening. He was having a really big reaction over a video game. And I will admit, I did not say those words right off the bat. I met his anger with anger. I told him if he couldn't control his feelings while playing games, he couldn't play and he was going to have to put it away right away. Plus, his dog was whining for breakfast and he was getting mad at her. So I felt bad for the dog and I was mad that he was ignoring her over a video game. So I let my emotions come in that moment. So it came out that way. But then I did very quickly take a step back and I got curious. Now, luckily, because I normally do this work pretty well, you know, I'm not perfect, but because our relationship is solid, I usually get very curious. I can usually do better than that. It didn't escalate into bigger and bigger emotions. I asked him, what was the big reaction about? He said he wasn't in a good mood. So again, I asked another curiosity question. It was 7:30 in the morning. Like I was like, what could have possibly happened this early to put him in such a bad mood? So I asked, so why are you in a bad mood? He said it was because he had to go to school and it's a long day. And I agree, he does have long days at school. It's 8:30 to 3:40. Those are long. So I asked another curiosity question. If you didn't have to go to school today, what would you do instead? And I said, I'm not asking to be antagonistic. I truly want to know, what would you want to do today? If you could do whatever you wanted, what would you do today? He said he would want to play tennis. So we had a nice conversation on the way to school. We talked about many things. I said, number one, it sounds like we need to figure out a way to get you more access to playing tennis. If you could play as much as you want, how many days a week would you want to play? He said five. And we talked about school, about how his hours are long, but the positive for him is he also doesn't have homework. His school hours are longer because they do all their projects in school. So I asked if he would prefer a school with fewer school hours, but with a potential of 1 or even up to 2 hours of homework a night on some nights. I explained how he needs to go to school. Getting an education is not an option, but how he gets his education is an option. So having these conversations and asking curiosity questions. Now, this is a little harder when they're younger, asking curiosity questions, but you can do it on their level. Once kids get to be 5 and 6, getting more and more into curiosity questions, asking more questions about their feelings, where they're coming from, what that's about, asking what they would prefer to do, asking how they would prefer to do things, what would make something easier, what would make something better, what would make something more fun for them. These are great questions where we can get curious, we can learn, and we may even problem solve with that. I also want to share that I did actually find him some tennis today. So I was super excited. Found him another program he's going to check out in 2 days. So we're really excited. I hope that works out and he can get out to play some more tennis. And that may relieve some stress for him. He really likes to play. I think it helps him unwind. It gets his body moving, gets those endorphins going, keeps all of our systems working better. So I did respond and do what he had requested. Okay, next, learn about child development. Now, just by listening to this podcast, other podcasts, books, if you're a member on my website, you're getting some great information. But if there are holes, if you're feeling like you aren't understanding your child or their motivations, figure out where you can go to fill in those holes. Now, I will say my classes, I think, do a pretty good job of all of that. So there shouldn't be holes, but that's also why we do the parent chats, to fill in holes for any questions parents have. But this will serve both you and your child or children 1,000 times over, learning about their development, where they are. When it comes to kids' behavior, when we understand what's going on with their development emotionally, socially, cognitively, physically, the common frustration factors, you want to think of the lack of physical dexterity in preschoolers, lack of language, then they don't have a lot of language to explain what they're feeling, what's going on, lack of emotional awareness and regulation. Maybe we think about where they should be or they could be, and they might be a little bit behind, or how we could help them get ahead. That could be a cause for frustration. So just understanding what's going on, why your child is struggling, if this is a normal struggle, or if there's something they need to catch up on, it's often enough to relieve a lot of stress, because once we know what's happening, we can create an action plan, which then comes from learning positive discipline and these skills for helping our children with all of these developmental stages. This is the nuts and bolts. The positive discipline is the tools for guiding our child from where they are, having the tools to connect deeply, guide, and lead them. Promotes calm, understanding, and, well, connection that kids need to grow up emotionally healthy, confident, self-aware, happy, successful. Of course, listening to this and other similar podcasts will give some great foundational information. But if you want more in-depth knowledge on positive discipline, child development, where your child is in their stage, if they're on track or if they're falling a little behind, the things they should be able to do, and then the ways to support that. I also have a class on helping kids manage anger, tantrums, power struggles. All 60 parenting classes are on the website at yourvillageonline.com. If you aren't sure which classes are best for your situation, you have a question about which classes to start with, or what would be good based on your needs, you can definitely feel free to email Amy at yourvillageonline.com. She'll send you the class names and links to those classes so you can see the sample videos, see if they feel like a good fit. Also, I haven't mentioned this in many, many weeks, but I have an Instagram account where I often post video tips. So you can follow that at yourvillageonline on Instagram. All right, everyone. I hope this was helpful. Thanks for listening and see you next week.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.